Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Good morning and good afternoon and welcome to Breakthrough Radio. This is Michelle Price and we are coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. On Breakthrough Radio, we are celebrating 6 years of talking about how to master the inner and outer game of business. Now let's pop over and talk with Don Cooper on our Breakthrough Tip this morning as he shares with us what are four things customers want most. How are you doing today, Don?
I am perfect, Michelle. How are you?
I am doing good. So help us wrap our brains around what are four things that customers want, our buyers want, and how the heck can we make that work for us?
Well, I think everybody knows that when buyers are out looking to buy something, they're looking for great quality products. They're looking for terrific service, and they're looking for the lowest prices. But these days, those are really table stakes. Almost everybody provides great products and great service at great prices. That's not enough. You've got to go beyond that to deliver the thing that buyers really, truly want. And in these cases, buyers aren't really consciously aware that they want these things, but they definitely do want them. And if they don't get them, they're less likely to buy. If they do get them, they're more likely to buy. Let's look at each of these four things that all buyers want. The first is to be listened to. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to be listened to. Everybody's got a story. Everybody has needs and wants that they need to communicate to a salesperson. Nobody wants to be sold a one-size-fits-all solution. Nobody wants to be sold whatever it is the salesperson happens to have on hand, or whatever the most expensive item is, or whatever the product is that they're being incentivized to sell more of. What people want is to buy the right product or service for them. And the only way a salesperson can know what the right product or service for any given prospect is to listen to them. So really listen to your buyers. When they feel heard, when they feel listened to, when they feel understood, they will feel a closer connection with you, and that builds trust. The second thing that all buyers want is they want to be respected. And when I say respected, I mean respected on several levels. First, obviously, is to be respected as people, as human beings, as buyers. It's one of the things that female buyers complain about most, because too many salespeople, both male and female, don't take female buyers seriously. If you disrespect a buyer, they're gone. You will never get another chance. So it's critical to respect them as a person. It's critical to respect their time. It's critical to respect their intelligence. It's critical to respect their individuality. It's critical to respect their humanity. You need to respect everything about each buyer. When they feel respected, that, again, builds rapport and trust. The third thing that every buyer wants is to be cared about. We all are looking for an advocate. We're all looking for a coach, a guide. Buying, especially large-ticket items, can be daunting. It can be scary. And too many people have had the experience of somebody just trying to make the sale, just trying to get money. We don't want to feel that way. We want to feel that the person we're working with actually cares about us as more than just a revenue source. So here's a question for you. Do you truly care about your buyers? Do you care about them as people? Do you care about their lives, their families, their health, their businesses? If you do, as you should, demonstrate that. Show that you care. Make it clear that you're not in the money. I was mystery shopping one time with a friend at a hot tub store, and the story we had made up to tell the salesperson is we couldn't we're sure we should buy right now because we need to buy new windows for our house. The salesperson said, well, that sounds like that's a priority. Maybe you should do that first and then buy the hot tub. That won him immediate points. It demonstrated that he wasn't just caring about making the sale right then and there. He actually cared about us as people. So show your customers that you care about them. Send them information that helps them with their business or their life. Give them good counsel. Advise them to wait if waiting is the best thing for them. Help them understand the benefits of less expensive versus more expensive options. Do everything you can to show that you care about them as people, not just as a wallet. And the fourth thing that all buyers want is to feel appreciated. No one likes to be taken for granted. That's part of why Americans hate airlines so much. Airlines are the worst industry at making people feel appreciated. And it's often a problem with cell phone companies as well. They offer these great promises and great incentives to get new buyers on, but then we don't take care of those customers afterwards, and we don't feel appreciated. I actually had the opposite experience with my cell phone carrier, AT&T. Years ago, I had an overcharge on my bill, and when I called to get it taken care of, the person took care of it and said, Mr. Cooper, I noticed you've been a customer for a long time. I'm going to give you a $100 courtesy credit. That one act spoke volumes about how much I was appreciated as a customer, and I've been with them ever since. So how can you demonstrate appreciation for your buyers? It's not just saying thank you, although that certainly helps. It's saying thank you with sincerity, with eye contact, with meaning. It means doing things for your customers that demonstrate that you really, truly appreciate them. Because a customer who's appreciated will talk about you. A customer who's appreciated will come back to you. A customer who's appreciated will buy more and more and more from you. So those are the four things that buyers want most. They want to be listened to. They want to be respected. They want to be cared about, and they want to be appreciated. When you can deliver those four things, you will boost your sales.
Now, Don, I get it that we don't have time to delve into this, but I think it's a really important question, and that is, why do you think it's so hard for people in sales to show they care about customers as people?
A lot of reasons. I think some of it comes from management. It encourages salespeople to hurry and hurry and make the sale at whatever cost and churn to get through to the next prospect, make that sales cycle as short as possible. When salespeople feel pressured, they don't have the time to demonstrate that respect and that care.
So again, it seems that as the head shakes, the tail wags.
Absolutely. It's why so few companies perform so well, because that comes to the CEO. When the CEO truly believes in taking care of customers, then that attitude filters down to every single person in the company. When the CEO doesn't really care about that, nobody else does either.
Well, Don, I want to thank you so much for being a continual light here on Breakthrough Radio, because you have shared such a wealth of knowledge and information around sales for us over the past almost 5 years.
My pleasure, Michelle.